He came back to the valley and started building a house on credit. Something went wrong with his kidneys, and his body swelled up with urine. He could smell urine on his breath and through his skin. "This is uremic poisoning," exclaimed the doctor as the smell of urine filled the room. West went into convulsions and died. He left his wife a tangle of exchange notes between Milwaukee and the valley that she will be 10 years untangling. All the worst features of America have drained down to the valley and concentrated there. In the whole area, there is not one good restaurant. The food situation could only be tolerated by people who do not taste what they eat. In the valley, restaurants are not operated by people who are cookers and purveyors of food. They are opened by somebody who decides that people always eat, so a restaurant is a good deal. His place will have a glass front so people can see in, and chromium fixtures. The food is bad U.S. restaurant food, so there he sits in his restaurant and looks at his customers with puzzled, resentful eyes. He didn't much want to run a restaurant anyway. Now he isn't even making money. A lot of people made quick, easy money during the war and for several years after. Any business was good, just as any stock is good on a rising market. People thought they were sharp operators when actually they were just riding a lucky streak. Now the valley is in a losing streak, and only the big operators can ride it out. In the valley, economic laws work out like a formula in high school algebra, since there is no human element to interfere. The very rich are getting richer, and all the others are going broke. The big holders are not shrewd or ruthless or enterprising. They don't have to say or think anything. All they have to do is sit, and the money comes pouring in. You have to get up with the big holders or drop out and take any job they hand you. The middle class is getting the squeeze, and only 1 in 1,000 will go up. The big holders are the house, and the small farmers are the players. The player goes broke if he keeps on playing, and the farmer has to play or lose to the government by default. The big holders own all the valley banks, and when the farmer goes broke, the banks take over. Soon the big holders will own the valley. The valley is like an honest dice table where the players do not have the vitality to influence the dice, and they win or lose by pure chance. You never hear anyone say it had to happen that way, or when they do say it, they are talking about a death. An event that had to happen that way may be good or bad, but there it is, and you cannot regret it or rehash it. Since everything that happens in the valley, except death, happens by chance, the inhabitants are always tampering with the past like the $2 better on the return train from the track. I should have hung on to that 100 acres on the lower lift. I should have took up them oil leases. I should have planted cotton instead of tomatoes. A nasal whine goes up from the valley, a vast muttering of banal regret and despair.